So this entire situation is getting crazier by the minute. I thought by now things would have calmed down a bit, but it seems that these things, whatever they are, they're getting closer. You heard me right. They're getting closer. So let's start with the basic, and that would be a few videos that are going viral right now on Reddit. And I'm talking about this particular video over here of a swarm, a massive swarm of these orbs hovering above the clouds, and a person on an airplane caught this very high quality footage. This was recorded by Easily Amused EE on Reddit, and he posted and said, "Some video clips from my flight to Newark, New Jersey. The flashing blue lights were interesting because I could never see them with the naked eye. So I got in contact with this person and many others who are seeing these things up close. There's also another person who got almost in direct contact with one of these things just recently. I'm going to show you guys these videos right now. So let's just play this one so you understand where we are right now with this situation, which is completely bonkers. So let's take a look. Look at that. There's a crazy amount of these objects in the horizon. If we look closely, we can see some of them blinking in the distance. This is wild. They don't look like drones, do they? So I'm guessing that this was a very long flight. I mean, he started recording this during the day and then he's still recording it at night. Either these objects are so many that he was able to record it the entire way, or they were following the plane. What's interesting is that they don't seem to be interacting with the plane or interfering with the plane at all. Look at that. That's a drone. See, that's a drone. I guess this is what the drones are doing. They're surveilling these objects. My gosh. This is amazing footage. There's also this video coming in from TTAL313 on Reddit. He posted this 15 hours ago, basically the same time the other video on the airplane was taken in above New Jersey. So this guy was taking out the trash when all of a sudden this thing comes very up close to him. I'm feeling as if at any moment someone's going to have a very close contact with one of these orbs. And besides this video that I'm about to show you guys, we have now people reporting volcanoes going off in New Zealand. We also have airports being shut down. More of these crazy interferences that are happening in the US, and not just in the US. Now it's happening in the UK and many other places. Finally, someone who decoded the interferences on the radio stations. Experienced divers hearing radio static in the ocean without using any kind of equipment. And I actually got in contact with these guys, and we're going to be taking a look into what they have to say about this. We also have videos of swarms of these objects hovering above Florida and many other places all over the world. So whatever these things are, they are showing up in numbers now. And last but not least, we have Grisha's lawyer, Elizondo's lawyer, Danny Sheehan, who gave a talk at Yale 2 months ago saying that aliens are coming to intervene because they can't allow us to destroy the life-generating capabilities of the planet. And they know it. So and then I thought about the Deagle report about 2025 and how the population of the entire world massively decreases. Someone knew about this. So why are these orbs here all over the world? If they're alien, it could just be that they're here to warn us about something. Could have anything to do with AI, quantum computing, nuclear power plants, or even the sand theory. We're going to be taking a look into all of this, but before, let's start with Trevor, who went to take the trash out at about 8:53 p.m. in New Jersey and almost had an up-close contact with these orbs. Check this out. Oh my gosh, what was that? So whatever this thing is, it got really up close to him, and he recorded a 360 video so people understand that this is not the reflection of his window or anything like that. He also has CCTV footage of him recording this object. So it's really nice that he did all this, he went through all this trouble to show people that this is legit. And the thing is, we can't discern or acknowledge what this thing is. This is what makes me think that this is either superior technology, as it seems to be transforming and shifting from invisible to visible object, or this is possibly a hologram like some suggest. But there are more videos, so let's take a look at them. So this was posted on Twitter yesterday, and this is supposedly in Iran. Check this out. That is a massive fleet of objects. It seems like some of them are blinking in and out, like we usually see these orbs doing. The only problem is the video is 9 seconds long. So I clicked on the link to the Reddit post, it was deleted. Here it says that it was deleted because it was not quality content. And then someone actually posted a link to the explanation that the public relations department gave in Karaj. And here's their explanation, their official explanation to what really happened. And they say that these suspicious luminous objects are indeed balloons. Suspicious, you say, huh? Weather balloons. Just weather balloons. I mean, it could be balloons, but this is the typical response you'd expect, an official response, right? Then you have this same thing happening in Florida on December 16th. So the video is quite short, and I don't trust short videos. It could be balloons, it could be drones. I hear something in the background. Or it could just be that we have these objects massively flying over different places in the world. The video was posted on December 16th, the same date a similar event happened in Karaj. So let's try to find other similar videos posted by other people on social media to see if this is something that's happening. Okay, so while searching Reddit, I found this video was also posted on December 16th. I think we see something similar here. Let's check this out.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, the streets are going up, one's going down, one's going up.
Yeah, it looks like the orbs.
This is crazy, what is that? Some new alien technology or something? Like, I ain't never seen no colors like that. No, nothing like that. No, that's not airplanes. That's not airplanes. That's not, like... What the f*** is, like, 5 of them in one spot like this? Just, like, doing, like, a... And then 2 of them went down. You seen them. They disappeared. What is going on? Look, there's just a spot or something.
Yeah, it seems like these are the same orbs, and not the drones. This was recorded in Texas.
Look at the...
So that one right there. Oh my god.
How many are there now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That one.
Look at that line of them.
The hovering. See how they're hovering?
Yeah.
So apparently we have something similar going on in Phoenix, Arizona. This was recorded on December 15th.
How do I get to it?
You can chase it.
All you can do is follow because we don't have. I can't just text and be like, hey, can you give me your location?
Baby, yo, Thor's getting scared. Look at him.
On camera, they're both moving together right now. Holy shit, there might be another one behind it.
Yeah, I see it. Honey, whatever this giant bright thing is, these
one
smaller
right
ones are leaving it.
Yeah, they don't want to. Oh, shit. All right, look at baby. Look.
So whatever these things are, it seems that they're showing up in numbers and they're not just flying over the ocean anymore like they were before. This is new. Not only that, it seems like they're getting closer and closer to people. So at this point, a lot of people are asking themselves, are these orbs possibly alien or something like that? And Jessica Capo recorded a few interesting videos on her TikTok, and there was this other lady who recorded a video in which she kind of talks to these orbs and they seem to respond. Very similar to what happened to Paranormal Ash in her video, where her and her kid talk to this orb, ask it to blink, and it does. And it's kind of far away, so are these things actually able to listen to us and respond? Because when we zoom in, they do not look like they are physical, they look like plasma or something like that. So in this video, Jessica Capo recorded something that started happening to her 4 days ago. These things started getting closer. Check this out.
I am literally freaking out right now. My Ring camera is going off every 5 seconds with the neighborhood notifications that the drones are getting closer and closer and lower. I'm in Toms River, New Jersey, and every minute my phone keeps going off and people's cameras are showing like these drones.
So the next day she records one of these drones that are flying really close to her house.
Yep, my live got disconnected. Go figure, right? So there is, what the f is that? What the hell?
What is that?
Okay, something's going on. Something's going on. What is that next to it? What
the oh my gosh.
A part of me is starting to maybe think like that red drone is someone's drone. Like someone here putting it up, like police or something like that. And the one above it is the unidentified drones. I don't know. That's not accurate. I am just saying my theory because that red drone is really low. It's kind of weird. And do you, oh my God, look at that one going. What the f?
Look at that.
Going.
Wow.
It went close.
That's not a drone.
That red drone. What the f, guys?
It doesn't fly like a drone.
What the hell is happening? It's going low. It's getting lower.
Well, it kind of flies organically. It doesn't look like something mechanical or anything like that. And when she says that her live was disconnected and that thing shows up, it kind of means that maybe there are certain interferences that these objects cause in our electronics. So I was thinking if these things are possibly interfering with our electronics, they're also possibly interfering with animals, like birds. That was in New Jersey 2 days ago, and before you say it's a murmuration or it's just migration, there are more videos of other places in the US of something similar going on, and people are noticing that it's different than what they're used to seeing when they see a murmuration or migration. There's also a bunch of videos of interferences happening in England and other countries, apparently in the ocean also, and a guy who tried to decode one of these radio signals. But first, let's take a look at Pauline Morgallo's account. She has some interesting videos where she zooms in one of these objects, and this is her video.
See if I can do this today. Where am I? In between those two trees.
So she sees one of these orbs. She has a Nikon P1000 camera, which is a really good camera. She's gonna give it a good zoom in, and apparently these things are organic. They're not mechanical. But the craziest part is, she's going to try to talk to this thing.
Let's see if I can zoom in more. I know I can, but my fingers don't work. Look at that. Can you talk to me? Can you hear me? God is good. Oh, you know Jesus.
So she continues on talking to this thing, and in my opinion, this could be a major coincidence. Whatever's going on here, it's crazy. This is not the first time, however, this happens. In Paranormal Ash's video, you ask it to blink, and it does.
Will you ask him, say, if you can hear us, will you blink in and out?
If you can hear us, just blink in and out, please.
Say to the aliens in the sky, we love you, we welcome you.
We love you, we welcome you. It blinked.
It blinked. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's blinking in and out. Oh my God, it's blinking in and out for you, Kai.
So whatever these things are, I'm thinking that they can hear us and respond. So this makes me think that either this is very advanced technology, possibly alien, or these are, like some people believe, possibly a hologram, and this could be a psyop. However, if this is a psyop, it's a really elaborate one, because we're seeing now interferences happening all over the world, and these are some of the videos that I've been talking about. Check this out. So this is coming in from Pittsburgh.
I don't really know, bud.
Show to mom.
I am gonna show to mom.
From Gcast on Twitter. You can actually see one of the orbs up there in the sky. And there's more.
Oh my God. What are these Teslas doing? Oh my God, my phone's making funny, weird noises too.
One person says this is how Teslas update their system, but someone said this, he's a Tesla owner, that's not how it works. So this is in Southwest Houston.
What the first encounters of the third kind is going on here?
So this is coming in from Susan Mills, 42, on TikTok, but this is in the month of August. It could just be that this all began way before we've noticed it. This is coming in from Anthony 128 on TikTok. It was recorded 1 week ago and in the United Kingdom. So the thing is, if this is not a coincidence, if this is a real interference that's happening because of these alien ships, then it could just be that they're interfering with animals and migration patterns and all that. And I found a couple of videos suggesting that something of that sort is happening in New Jersey. So while researching this topic, I found a bunch of these videos, mostly coming in from people in New Jersey, and I started researching if this is common. So I asked ChatGPT and Google and all that. So this is what I found. On December 17th in New Jersey, you are well into the winter birding season. Migration has mostly ended. And then while looking at some of these videos, I looked at the comments, and it seems that people are noticing that these are starlings and that they are migrating north. And this is what I found out. The starlings in the northern hemisphere generally migrate southward or remain residents. So it's not common that they're migrating northward. And I guess that this is why Just Eric posted this video 2 days ago and noticed something bizarre about this. And while searching his TikTok account, it seems that he is a nature lover and someone who observes nature, so he must know something about birds.
They're going somewhere. Oh my God.
Now what's interesting is that he recorded these on December 15th. And it was apparently throughout the entire day that he saw this migration pattern that apparently is heading north, the opposite of where it should be headed.
Yo, what the? Yo, it's like 10,000 birds, yo.
Okay, so this could be just a coincidence, and maybe birds are migrating north for some reason on December 2024. But it could be also related to this phenomenon of the orbs and all that. Who knows?
He looks like he's moving towards... It looks like it's moving towards the north.
So a couple of days ago, El Duet posted a video in which he messes with the pitch in one of these interferences that were recorded on radio. Check this out. In this other video, a person sped up one of the interferences and got this message. So apparently this person sped up the video 8 times. This was posted by Money Pilot Fitness 3 days ago. Now when it comes to trying to explain what's really going on, there's a bunch of people posting videos with very interesting explanations. And here are a few that I found.
Hey everyone. My name is John Ferguson. I'm the CEO of Saxon Aerospace here in Wichita, Kansas. I'm not normally a TikTok kind of a guy. I like watching this stuff every once in a while. But I'm a manufacturer of unmanned aircraft, military-grade unmanned aircraft, as you can see one of my systems here. There's all of these mysterious drones going on off the East Coast, and as a professional, as a subject matter expert, I wanted to give you all my opinion on what I think could be going on with these drones. I don't particularly believe that these have a nefarious intent. I could be wrong, but I want to give you the truth and what I believe. It's my own opinion, and I've not bounced this off of anybody, so...
This guy goes on and explains how he has information from a buddy of his that there is a missing nuclear... Da-da-da. And apparently this thing went missing in Europe when it was headed towards the United States, and they can't find it. And so there's a lot of things going on right now, and he believes that all this that's happening with the drones in particular, it's because they're scanning and trying to find this nuclear blah da da. This is one interesting theory, and he explains this theory very well. If you want to watch his video, he's John Ferguson 730 on TikTok. He's got a very interesting video on the topic. Now, when it comes to explaining the drones, he might be on the right path. I'm not so sure about that, but it kind of makes sense. But what about the orbs? What about the birds? The interferences all over the world? How do you explain that? And being that everyone's zooming in on these objects, these orbs, it appears as if they are organic.
What is that?
Not obeying the laws of physics or gravity and all that, so she explains plasma and dark matter. And in a few minutes, I'll explain why I think this may have something to do with it.
Oh my god. Y'all, the UFOs, the drones in New Jersey are chasing these things. That the drones are not plasmoids, and I 100% agree. Genius. So what the F are plasmoids? I'll tell you. Okay, plasma is the fourth state of matter. It is in plasma balls, it is lightning, it is ionized gas that creates fluorescence when the electrons are flurrying around the nucleus and they're free. Crash course on plasma. Non-plasma, plasma, free electrons, not super tied to the nucleus. This can create fluorescence, which is in the aurora borealis, lightning, fluorescent light, neon lights. It's also, plasma is also the sun and any star. Plasma has to do with sacred geometry, and now let's get into plasmoids. There are several theories that plasma is intelligent, including the intelligent plasma hypothesis by Dr. Massimo Teodorani, who is an astrophysicist, and of course an electronic musician, because plasma is sound. There's also a book, A New Science of Heaven, by Robert Temple, which is literally about the science of plasma transforming humanity's understanding of its place in the universe. It talks about plasmoids. And then this is Dr. Massimo's book about consciousness and plasma. So basically, these plasmoids have literally been studied by since the 50s. There are several and physicist papers on plasma. Just Google plasma UAPs. You can also look up this. And this in the Journal of Modern Physics about new studies on plasma and plasmoids. This was recent.
So while researching this plasma beam thing, I found this article. You can find it too. It's plasma beam formed and maintained inside TAE Technologies fusion machine. There is a video of us creating this plasma beam for a few seconds inside this TAE Technologies fusion machine. This is apparently new technology that we are developing since 2021 in California. So whatever this thing is, it seems that, well, it's being studied indeed. It seems that she knows what she's talking about. Then I found this other article. Look inside this lab where scientists are recreating the energy of the sun, plasma, to produce nearly unlimited clean energy. And then I was, huh. So this kind of makes sense of what Elizondo's lawyer was talking about. We may be reaching a point in which we have technology may again be dangerous and used with bad intentions. While reading this article, I found out that they're using nuclear reactors to power this technology. And well, we have a lot of nuclear reactors in New Jersey. This is a list, a quick list actually. So yeah, it's a bit far-fetched, but still, it may have something to do with these UFOs that are apparently coming from within the ocean.
Just had another one show up about my 1 o'clock, about 1,000 feet high, zipping towards us and then back out towards the ocean. It's red in color.
And there's another explanation when thinking about the ocean, and that would be the sand theory. I don't know if you know about this, but the world is kind of running out of sand. We use sand for absolutely everything. Your car, paved roads, your computer, television, buildings, your houses, glass. Everything uses either silica or sand. And we, of course, usually mine this sand, but there's also something called illegal sand dredging, where we get this sand from the bottom of the ocean. So this is what it looks like. Usually illegal sand dredging involves a ship in international waters going to extract this sand. While it does so, it's going to create this possible erosion from the coastline. So what happens here is, as we extract the sand from the bottoms of the ocean, we're changing how the bottom of the ocean sits. So the more you extract from one place, the more it erodes from another. And this, of course, messes with the Earth's crust and many other factors. And if these guys are coming from the bottom of the ocean, let's just say that they have an entire ecosystem there, they might just be pissed. Not only that, they might have noticed that we reached a point in which, well, something might actually happen. Now, I don't know if you know about this, but between 2020 and 22, we had a global quieting of seismic noise. In other words, earthquakes. Almost zero. And this is basically because everyone was inside their homes. We had no industries, no cars, no airplanes kind of running. And this ended up quieting down the seismic activity. So that would mean that we humans have reached a point in which we are interfering with the Earth's crust that much. Whatever it is that we're doing, it might just be that we reached a point of no return. And these guys are showing up saying, hey, look, yeah, this is it. I wouldn't go any further. Now again, these are all theories. And there's also the theory that these plasma beams or UFOs are just a psyop, because like some state, it looks like holograms, and it could be. So I want to know your thoughts. What do you think is really going on? Leave a comment. Don't forget to leave a like, smash that like button, the notification, and the subscribe button also, and I'll see you guys next video.